Birmingham, Alabama. So going to Meharry was a different experience for me after, for many years of my life, being an underrepresented minority both in high school and college. Going there was very different for me. So some of the challenges that I faced were very different than maybe you're facing. So one of the questions we posed was racism and unfairness in medical school. Does it really exist? Well, I'm going to try to keep this light, so I'm going to advance to the next slide. And just to say, yes, it does. But sometimes we don't quite recognize it. So it is a fact, we all know it, that medical school is stressful. It's the way it's designed. But one of the things I learned, it's okay to vent. It's okay to say it's unfair, and it's okay to seek help. And it's also okay to admit when you're overwhelmed. because if you don't, then you start to have a lot of negative feelings. So we'll go to the next slide, and we're going to try to define, just using Webster, some of the things that you, two of the definitions. The first one is racism. You can look there and read it for yourself. And I like to say that, you know, it is the belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority. Or on the flip side, you know, an inherent feeling of inferiority for many of us. And I like to think that sometimes we don't feel that we belong in a place that we are. And if I'm, even at Meharry, I felt the same way. Sometimes I didn't feel that I belonged. So then you go to the next slide and the definition of unfairness. And it's marked by injustice, partiality, or deception. And one of the things that you find is that you'll see a lot of things that you may not see as fair, and you may not have an outlet for expressing that. So one of the options that you do have is maybe to have a lot of negative feelings. So on the next slide, I'm just presenting some examples. You can look at those and see, and they're very common feelings that a lot of people have. They always feel that they're the token representative and that you never fit in. Of course, a lot of people feel that they were this great person in college. They had the ability to make friends, meet new people. And all of a sudden, in medical school, they start to feel like there's a barrier. You can't find those true friendships that you had. And then a lot of people feel that people are condescending to you just because of race. And that is true. But, you know, the same thing that took us to medical school can also be one of the reasons why we don't reach out and seek help. So on the next slide, I just put this statement there because I thought it was so true. And I just want you all to read it and to kind of identify it with it, because I know when I read it, for me, it kind of hit the spot as to the way you can feel as a physician. But just remember that sometimes, you know, we're told that that's the way we should feel, that we're helping others, we're giving advice, but sometimes it's very difficult for us to seek out others and take their advice. On the next slide, I love this from Norman Vincent Peale. It just rings so true. And it also can help you not get into the whole negative attitude, because that can be very self-defeating. Because remember, in medical school, one, it's stressful. Two, you have to learn how to take care of yourself. And three, there are obstacles to preventing you from doing that. So on the next slide, one of the first things I thought was very helpful was having a mentor. So how do you find mentors? Well, I always like to think that a mentor is someone who takes interest in you, interest in your career, and interest in you doing very well. And they can help you move to the next level, even when you're stuck. So it could be a faculty person, a community preceptor you're working with. And I used to always tell my medical students that that community preceptor, they want someone. They want to help you. They want to see you succeed. Church, sometimes just seeking out church, whether it's your own church in your own community. Remember in medical school, most of us leave our homes. We move to a new town, and we have to make new friends. So sometimes those people who nurtured you when you were a child, your minister, people at your church, remember, they're there for you. These people are very interested in who you are. The other great thing about mentors is that you can find someone in a civic organization. The YMCA is actually great. I like the Y because you can actually be a mentor while you're mentoring. There are so many kids there who need your help. And I think at the same time, you can get energized. I was interviewing a resident once who was going to come and work for us. And so we wanted to interview her in her facility. So we actually interviewed her at the university where she actually went to medical school and she was a resident. So in walking around the campus with her, one of the things that struck me was everyone knew who she was. From the janitor to the person in the cafeteria to the woman in the bookshop, a volunteer. And what she said to us, oh, when I came, I was so lonely and all these people were there and they just kind of adopted me and took me under their wings. So here it was, she was now the doctor for someone who worked in the cafeteria, someone who worked in maintenance. And what I realized is that mentors can be anyone because they're really people who are there for you. On the next slide, one of the things is staying healthy. And the one thing I learned about medical school is you can adapt a lot of unhealthy behaviors if you're not careful. So one of the things I did was exercise. I also started sleeping. One of the things I realized was I wasn't sleeping well in medical school. So I stopped pulling all-nighters and I tried to kind of conserve my energy. I learned how to eat better. And, one of the things about medical school is if you have a hobby, keep that hobby. So I joined one of the acting clubs. I started singing. I started doing things that I liked doing in high school and college because it was very helpful for me. And the other great thing is staying in touch with people who know and love you. And that's those old college friends. Remember that they were the people who partied with you. They were the people who held your hand when you thought you failed a test, or they were there for you all the time. So I learned that they needed me as much as I needed them. And when I reached out to them, we have bonds now that we, when I go back home to Birmingham, there are people I just call and I go, hey, can we go out to dinner? And they've been my friends for now, oh my God, 40 years. So one of the things, if I can give you a take-home message, is the first 2 years of medical school are stressful, but, the bonus is your clinical years, and that's where you can shine, and that's where you really need to concentrate and all your efforts later on, and don't let the first 2 years beat you down, because they can, and they will. with that, I'm going to turn it over to Gabby. And I'm going to move. If I can move, I'm going to stand and I'm going to sit down.
Thank you, Dr. Washington. guys see me?
We can see you just fine and hear you too.
Called Guadalupe. It was a small, poor farming rural community. First generation here. My parents immigrated here from Mexico, so Spanish was my first language, despite being born here in the U.S. Even till today, my parents do not speak English. Growing up, we were poor. My parents were farm workers. We were on welfare growing up. We grew up on Medi-Cal, which is the state Medicaid program. My parents have a low level of education. My father has a sixth grade level. My mom, third grade. And just growing up in my small town was very sheltered. Basically, everyone was Latino, Spanish-speaking. So I felt I fit right in. It wasn't till high school where we were shipped. We were sent to an outside because our town was too small to have a high school. We were bused to the next town, and it was mainly predominantly white. So that was my first experience, I guess, with some culture shock. You can say some racism. I was college prep thanks to programs that I joined while I was in junior high. So that's my first challenges was just growing up poor, parents having a low-level education. And one of the things I learned was finding opportunities. I learned quickly about the importance of outreaching and just taking advantage of all these opportunities. I was part of an Upward Bound program since junior high. All I knew is this was a program for students who wanted to go to college. I was in this program, so I guess I was going to college. And they basically guided me throughout my whole high school with tutoring, SAT preparation, provided mentors. So it was definitely one of the reasons why I'm here. And what else? So just being in high school, it was as far as everyone being in these college prep courses, I was maybe one of two other friends. Everyone else was, for my town especially, everyone else was kind of other people I really... acquaintances really I didn't really talk to, but I was close with my group of friends. Let's see. And I went to undergrad at UC Santa Barbara, which was close to home but far enough to actually be able to live in the dorms. I double majored in biology, Latin American studies, and I knew I was pre-med since I started. But I did not feel I was strong enough to apply for medical school. So I had found another opportunity. I found a post-baccalaureate program through the UC San Francisco